clothes were. Matter of fact,
Jesse, this slaps.
What a time it was once we left the damn podcast.
Oh my god.
For those who waited after we ended 314 and saw what we put on at the end of that episode, we the new Marvel.
I know, we have post-credits and everything. What up, this is episode 315.
315.
Of the most consistent podcast in the Bay Area. Theological Sense, this is your boy, Busby.
And over here, it's your boy, JC Nofinance.
And Martin.
Yo. What's that? Oh, yeah, I know. See, when you do this shit, you think it's cool.
Yeah, no.
And I'm like, come on, man.
Hurry up, motherfucker!
Episode 315. How the fuck y'all doing?
Good, man.
Man, I'm chilling, bro. Yeah.
Same here.
In good spirits, all that.
Yeah, same here.
We out here chilling. My son's here in the background.
What's up?
Yeah, got to see the nice little, see the nice new setup. He's not happy because he don't got a mic, so.
Well, now
I mean, aw.
Yeah, aw.
One day, son.
But when we left, the news that shocked the NBA world happened.
Yeah.
Luka, how do you say his last name?
Luka Doncic.
Doncic.
Yeah.
Chich. Has been traded to y'all, to LA, to the West Coast, to the Lakers.
Martin and I were not happy initially when that news it was broke. It was shock.
It's very much shock. Yeah, that's for damn sure. But also, I mean, I've always been like a big AD fan. Right. So it was like, that shit kind of like, how's this going to work?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you got two guys who like to pass the ball, you know what I mean, on the court at the same time. And I know that can work, but how is it going to work? You know what I mean in my mind?
Yeah. I mean, how's your, now that y'all sit with it, you've seen them play together, how does it look to y'all?
And I love it.
Hey, man. I'm almost about ready to start putting the games back on.
Yeah.
He's like this close?
This close. There's like this 6'9" mountain in the way, though.
6'9", LeBron?
Yeah, exactly.
Man, you are so critical of that, man.
But, look, man.
No. I mean, I guess.
It is what it is, bro. It's just, I'm upset about some shit all the way.
Mm.
And right now, I'm still upset with some shit.
Yeah. So here's the thing. When the trade went down, it was Luka, Markieff, I forget the center's name.
Kleber.
Thank you, Kleber.
Max Kleber.
And then we sent out AD, sent out Max Christie, sent out one more person too with the
Jalen Hood-Schifino.
Thank you.
Yep.
Because he went to the Jazz, correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we sent the first round for the 2029.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay, well, we only have to send one pick. Cool. The other guys, Max Christie's starting to come into his own as a shooter. So I was like, I wasn't really fond of that, but I get it.
Right.
And then the next day, I really start sitting down with the salary cap.
Mm.
And it was like, the Mavs cost Luka $116 million.
Yeah.
Meaning for layman terms
for
me.
So when they traded him, he's no longer eligible to sign for the Supermax.
Oh.
Because he would have signed for 5 years, $345 million.
Hmm.
Now the most that he can sign for is 5 years, $229 million if he chooses to re-up on his deal with the Lakers because they own the max because the max you get is with the team you're re-signing with.
Hmm.
No other team can offer that.
Oh, wow.
But because he was traded, he loses that 116. So he cannot get that threshold of $345 million regardless.
And the team that drafts you can actually give you more money.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it saves us money in the process.
But it costs Dallas money.
No, it costs Luka money.
It costs Luka money. Yeah.
He loses $116 million.
Dallas fucked him over.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They didn't even tell. None of the players knew. That was the thing. None of the players knew about this because AD just bought a house in LA and Luka just bought a $15 million house in Dallas.
Yep.
And Dallas fans want that GM's head.
Yeah.
I mean, they hate him more than I hate Jed York.
Hey, man, that guy has a record.
Seriously, I'm fucking up. Yeah. Like, I just hella forgot that Mark Cuban sold the team. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So that's why he has, because he would have never allowed that shit to happen.
Oh, hell no.
He would have never allowed that to happen. And apparently they're in a quote unquote win now situation.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, you got AD, you got Kyrie still. Kyrie's there.
And Clay.
Clay. I keep forgetting Clay Thompson's there.
Yeah, no.
Keep forgetting that shit too. Shit, man. That's wild. Yeah, Time flying. Time is flying. I forgot. I'm like, oh yeah, he doesn't play for the Warriors no more. God damn. Yeah.
But again, Luka Doncic being an MVP caliber player, averaging what, 28, but then just coming off of a 33-34 point season.
He was just in the finals.
He literally carried that. That's the crazy part about it. Now, granted, I'm not going to take nothing away from Kyrie, but he carried that team to the finals, bro. Right. Like,
literally.
Right.
That's nuts.
He put them on his back.
Yeah.
and then you get rid of his R&B, ass. That's what's crazy. The music equivalent of this is fucking Destiny's Child trading Beyonce for Chili.
And TLC. Yeah, I saw that one. Yeah, I did see that.
I was like, yeah, that's a good comparison.
That's not a bad comparison.
Yeah,
that's what it was. Like, that's nuts, man.
But, and then, lo and behold, the first games that they play, AD, unfortunately, man, he got
the
hurt.
Whole AD experience. The whole AD experience. He was going off and then got injured. Yep. Non-contact.
Yep.
Why?
I hate that.
He was having a hell of a game.
It was
like, even if he's not on the team, like, again, we have the experience. Seriously. Like, it's once you're a Laker, you're always a Laker. I hate that for definitely AD, man. Mm-hmm. Like, it sucks.
But it is what
it is. Luka came into town.
Man.
And that was fun.
Just seeing the way he passes the, like, I know we've said this a lot, like, with certain, you know, guys who like to pass the ball and shit, but he passes and looks very similar to Magic, bro.
Yes,
and
it does.
Not necessarily, obviously, because he's white, it doesn't quite add up, but right. The height, the width he has, you know what I'm saying? Like, he looks like that type of player, and that's fucking scary for everybody else.
We had another trade, and then it got canceled.
Yeah.
We had, Mark Williams?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mark Williams from Charlotte. Yeah. It looked good on paper because he, of course, his numbers seemed to be more inflated just because he was on a Hornets team. Seemed to be coming into their own, but, you know, had some things going. So I'm not taking away from him, just different scenarios, but he was coming into a situation where it didn't matter what those numbers were.
Mm-hmm.
You just go out and do what you need to do, because obviously we have LeBron, we have Luka. People seem to forget we have Austin Reeves, who can put up 40 on a given night.
Yeah.
As we found out.
No, seriously.
I mean, you guys can make a push for the playoffs pretty much.
Right, but we shipped out Connect.
Oh, Dalton Connect, yeah.
And then it got voided. And then Kinect came back. So now we have our exciting whites again, but he don't look excited.
Yeah, y'all trying to get rid of me.
Right. Yeah, so it looks weird on the bench.
Like, hey,
yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, all right.
I'm just hoping he gets it. Like, he just recognizes it. It's just business. It's not personal.
I'm not going to lie to you though, dog. Like, the whole Mark Williams shit was kind of funny.
Yeah, it was.
It was kind of funny because the reason funny part about it to me personally was the fact that AD had just put up 42 and got 20 boards over him.
Yes.
And then we traded to get him, and it was like, oh, we were so like, he just got shitted on, bro.
But talking about all that, All-Star weekend.
Oh, no, there was more, because that set everything off.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Butler went to the Warriors.
That, too, that happened.
And then,
oh, shit.
De'Aaron Fox went to the Spurs.
Yeah.
And then Zach,
Zach LaVine.
Zach LaVine got shipped to the Kings.
Again.
Mm-hmm. Again. So then it sparked up all the funny memes, because it was like, damn, DeMar DeRozan can't get away from Zach LaVine.
Right.
Which the funniest meme I saw was when Mo threw out Barney from The Simpsons up the bar. And then Barney pops up behind Mo again. And it was like, that's Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan.
That is still crazy. Jimmy Butler's actually a Warrior. See how long this lasts. No. Let me rephrase that. Let me see how long him and Draymond are going to last.
Ooh. That's a good point.
Let's see how long. Well, they're both like alpha. Well, yeah. Let's see how long it lasts.
I'm not even going to try to describe this shit. Let's just see how long it lasts.
I'm very intrigued with that one.
Or they could be like the Bash Brothers.
That would be, if they get on like the same, you know what I mean?
Wavelength?
Yeah, that would be crazy. That would be spooky.
But the other part of it is that they're both, you know, have that mindset, like, I want to fuck people up. And if you get in my way, I'm going to fuck you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, for real.
It's going to be interesting.
There was something else that took place, too. Dennis Schroeder had, like, was playing merry-go-round.
Oh, my God. He got passed around.
It was basically more than it was euphoria. Yes, at that point, it was euphoria. You were signed to a nigga that was signed to a nigga that said he was signed to that nigga. Like, he just went everywhere.
Yeah.
And then he ended up with the Pistons.
Back with the Pistons.
Yeah.
Like, damn. And he just got done saying that trading is like slavery or some shit like that, right?
I mean, you just saw.
Yeah, it's a choice.
I mean.
We're DA. <Shit. laughs> Or how they call him, Yadoff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get it?
Oof.
Shout out Larry Legend.
All right.
Yeah.
We ain't talking about that, nigga.
Where's that button?
We don't, no. Guess you're going to jail?
No, that one works right there. Yet. That one right there.
Yeah. Anyway,
there we go.
There we are. Man, pick up track. Yeah. See, somebody
did
this. I
had the camera. I'm gonna sue.
My fault.
It's all good.
Like I said, it's All Star Weekend out here in the Bay Area. Yes. As you're watching this, out in Frisco, we just got done watching the slam dunk competition. That white boy won.
Mac McClung.
He was doing wild like dunks when I was looking at him. I'm like, okay.
He jumped over a car. Like, cleared
that. How many times have we seen that?
Once.
With who? There's other people that did it.
Was it?
Hella people do that now.
I don't even remember seeing fucking Blake Griffin do this shit.
Yeah, he did.
I only remember seeing him.
But I'm pretty sure other people have done it. Jumped over cars.
I feel like that might have been
I think, what's his name?
But I can't remember who.
Who's that center that was...
Dwight?
You call him B.A.
Dwight.
Chess nigga. Dwight Howard did that. I think he did.
Did he?
I think he did. He looks like someone that would have did that shit.
Yeah.
Maybe Kia is a sponsor, so maybe the car has been coming out and we just haven't been paying attention.
Could be.
Yeah, because they all been trash.
Yeah, that is true.
The All-Star game looks like it's going to be trash. What is it? It's going to be like the OGs versus the New Blood or some shit?
So there's three teams.
What? Why?
Nah, four.
What?
So,
why?
Well, four altogether, but three are picked by all the analysts that aren't Ernie. Inside the NBA.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the Rising Stars, they went up against each other last night, which was Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then the winner of that one gets coached by Candace Parker. And then all four of those teams are going to go up against each other. That's the All-Star format. Mm. And
it's a tournament type shit?
Yeah, I think it's 8 to 10 players per each.
Why they do that in the Bay, man? They could have did that next year. Don't do that here.
How's Valentine's Day? Like,
that's like messing up the mac and cheese for Thanksgiving. Don't be doing no special shit on Thanksgiving.
I had Korean barbecue. How was
you really trying to chase us?
How was y'all Valentine's Day?
I went to a event. Shout out to Karina and Studio X. They were sponsoring it. What's his name? Right, Moody? Right. What's his first name?
Moses Moody.
Moses Moody was there. It was called the crossover event. For Studio X. Shout out Shell Hart.
Shout out to the Studio X fam.
Yeah, shout out to them. It was fun, you know, network with some people and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, went to the movie, saw Nigga America. No Buck Buck.
Hell yeah.
Okay, Captain America people, for, you know, the people that don't understand. Or Nigga Bird. Or
wow.
No, and it's funny because he had the Wakanda armor on him. So every time you put the wings apart, like the power comes out. But uh-oh, Wakanda forever. And then... No, everyone's dissing the movie. They're calling it super mid. Personally, for me, I liked it.
Okay.
At the end of the day, that's all that matters, bro. Did you like it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
You know what I'm
saying? It's like, it's a good to waste time. It's a good addition to the MCU.
Okay.
But it's like, I want you to spend money to watch it? That's the real question. Like, you could literally wait like 2 months and it'll be on Disney Plus.
Got you.
Amazon want me to pay $24.99 to watch Moana 2 when I was like...
Nope.
A few more months, I'll be on Disney Plus where I pay for my subscription.
Isn't even Disney Plus anymore. They put everything there.
Yeah, I was like,
ESPN Plus.
They should just call the shit Plus.
They start putting
some super horny stuff up on there and on the like the main front. And I was like, hey, Giannis,
hey,
Spinaway,
yo.
Like, hey, you're, like, yeah,
hey,
yeah,
yo.
Hey.
Like, I can see the rebrand. Wow, pause. I can see the rebranding Disney Plus and calling it something else.
Plus.
Plus, maybe?
Plus, plus.
Plus, plus.
Just sell it to HBO at this point. Just merge. You know what you know it's coming. Disney and HBO, it's coming. Pause.
Oh, yeah,
pause.
No.
Pause.
Well.
Disney Max.
Super Bowl. So who got the Super Bowl? Fox had the Super Bowl this year. Fox had the Super Bowl. Yeah, I thought ABC was gonna get the Super Bowl next. I was gonna go to the next subject, but I just realized Super Bowl gonna be on NBC next year.
Yeah.
Who has the best Super Bowl coverage? What state?
It's
what
Fox, nigga.
You could say I don't know, man. NBC's kind of cool though.
Yeah, they're kind of getting better.
Yeah, I like NBC, I like but NBC. Fox, but Fox.
I get you. Man. I get you.
Yeah.
That's the shit we always would watch. Yes. Yeah, I get you.
So a great show happened, and then there was a pregame that started. That was in the middle.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about the pregame first.
There was a pregame and a postgame. And then the actual game was in the middle.
At the after. And I've been waiting, baby. Yeah, so we said that Team 15 was inevitable. I was wrong. Shout out to Sticks. Shout out to all my Eagle fans.
Man, shout out to Michael Clay.
Michael Clay.
Special teams coordinator, Super Bowl champion, San Jose's very own.
Shout out shout out to Sticks, salute. Shout out to Duff. Y'all said in 2 weeks, they were talking shit for 2 weeks that we are going to beat their ass. And we all said, good luck, because we've seen this story before. And they said, no, we're going to whoop their ass. And we were like, all right.
Yeah.
And then they whooped their ass.
And then they did it.
Stomped a mud hole in them.
No, really, though.
When did y'all know it was over?
When A.J. Brown got the penalty.
Hell.
I'm going to be honest. That's when I...
What?
Okay, here.
Okay, explain yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, here. Because when A.J. Brown came off the field and he was just laughing and looking at him, usually A.J. Brown throws a fit at those penalties.
Uh-huh.
I've watched all season.
Okay. Yeah.
When he came off laughing, I was like,
uh-oh.
Oh, these motherfuckers, they different today.
They're locked in.
Like, they want to kill them. Like,
they
see blood. So they're not like, this first series to them is like, go ahead, whatever.
Right.
And then the Chiefs came out and it was.
I thought it was going to be a defensive game at
they
first.
Just did no, not, seriously. They just didn't. Well, they got down a little bit further, and then it was a punt, and I was like, that's not...
It's not enough!
It's not enough.
Yeah.
I mean,
but we've seen this before from them. That's the
I mean,
thing.
Now,
yeah,
now
that's
given,
the thing about it.
Now, given I didn't expect it to be a blowout like that.
Yeah,
the first
yeah.
half was
but
euphoria.
I did see a different Eagles team that wasn't that Eagles team from a couple of years ago, you know?
Well, who's the corner that picked them off?
Cooper DeJean,
the white boy.
Yeah.
When he picked him off and it was 17. When he picked him off and it was 17-0, I was like, "Whoa, this is bad." And then when they fumbled it, no. What was the moment when they did it? It was 24-0 going into halftime, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Did they fumble the ball?
I don't know. Just Patrick Mahomes was on his ass.
He played worse than Jimmy G. Game. This was worse than the Bucks game. He played worse. It was like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck you doing, bro? You tacky? Niggas in the deathbed trying to match me.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
It was bad. It was. I was like, oh, my God. So they hit 24-0. I was like, okay, let's wait. So then after the high off the main event, I'm thinking, okay. Let's see what happens. That might, you know. No, them niggas bombed it. Jalen Hurts bombed it to A.J. Brown, and it was it?
No, not A.J. Brown.
It was Devontae West, right?
Devontae Smith.
As soon as he bombed it, and it was 33-0, I said, turn the TV off. It's over. Game over. It was game over. It was.
That was a statement throw, too. That was for everybody who said, all you guys say that I just, it's just tush push. I don't throw enough. I don't do it.
Right.
That was a statement, though, because he chucked it, and it was just.
Nothing but.
Just looked and it was.
Yeah.
And Sirianni, and in the mic'd up shit, Sirianni just told his offensive coordinator, yo, just bomb it. If we bomb it, it's game over. Just do it. Just fucking do it. And he bombed it. And as I remember, at the halfway point of that season, Eagles fans, y'all wanted Sirianni gone.
This is true.
They
Before
wanted.
The season, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
They wanted him gone. And he took y'all to the Super Bowl and beat the king, beat Thanos. And he was at that celebration singing Bobby Brown, My Provocative.
Yeah.
With his chest.
Yeah.
He was singing it with his
New Edition
chest.
Is everywhere, like
oh,
I said.
Oh, my God.
Here's consistency.
Go.
The Wire is everywhere.
You see, you had to give that to him, didn't
new
you?
New Edition is everywhere.
Nah, bro.
And as we're finding out, the Boogeyman is everywhere.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Nah, he said that with his chest. I was like, it was one of those, like, you had to just give a golf clap to him.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, no, as, no, I was, yeah. as I was yeah. watching that game, bro.
That was a masterclass.
At the 20, you know how me, I'm always like, oh, there's another half. There's no, when it got to 24, I was like, oh, this shit's over.
No,
when
I went to go cook some more chicken in the air fryer.
When it was 33-9, I went to my boy's house. I went to Red's house. It's over. Yeah.
No, at halftime, I was like, well, the only thing left is this show. This is about to happen.
Yeah.
That's literally, for real. Like, that's it.
Staying on football for a little bit with the Niners. Debo has informed the Niners that he wants to trade.
Well, he informed them, like, January 7th.
Yeah.
So, the fact that the news barely came out the day of the Super Bowl, I actually commend Debo for that. Because he could be, like, every other receiver who's just, like, out there fucking crying and, you know what I mean, and making a big old spectacle and shit. But
and
he,
it made sense
he played
why
it cool.
And it made sense why he didn't play the last game.
Well, yeah, well,
he was
but
injured,
I mean,
but
a lot of people didn't play the last game. So, I mean,
he kind of blended in with that.
Yeah.
And he showed up wearing an AJ Green shirt.
AJ Brown.
AJ Brown, fucking bitch. AJ Brown jersey. Niner fans were upset about that. And I wasn't upset because, number one, he's cool with them. That's one of his BFFs.
Like, that's his boy.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a Seahawks jersey.
Yeah.
Because if it was a Seahawks jersey.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
No,
he's
going to jail.
Oh, my bad. No, for real.
My bad. And I'm going to sue.
Somebody did this.
I'm going to sue.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. Hang on. My bad. Hang on. There's another one. There's another one. Let's go deep inside the solitary.
That should have been the one.
Originally.
Man, that would have had everybody going crazy.
I would have had all the night. I'm like, nigga, what? Yeah. I'm so glad I didn't buy this.
I'm so glad I did. Or at least made the crossover.
What do you mean?
Because you woke up 19 to 1.
Did you get a Debo jersey?
Jersey, nah, but I got a couple hats that were like collaborations with Debo.
Okay, well, that don't really
you know what
count.
I mean? Yeah.
Only Niner jersey.
One and 19 on there. So.
Only Niner jersey I have was Vernon Davis, and I regretted that.
Yeah, that was a horrible choice.
I know. And Frank Gore. And
that one,
good job. I'll keep that one.
Good job.
Niner for life. I don't care.
Hey. All my, I only have two Laker jerseys as of now. Well, three, because my sister got me a Jerry West one, but that's for Giannis for later.
Shit. That's what's up.
Yeah. I only got two Lakers jerseys now that are like in prime condition.
Mm.
It's obviously Kobe.
Yeah.
And then I got Bron.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But then going down the list, I got AD. Russell Westbrook, because I did get a Russ
Damn.
One.
Mm,
then I got a Carmelo, but the Mello one still means something, like because he ain't ball afterwards.
Yeah.
And a Mello in a Lakers jersey, you know
that kind of feels special.
Yeah, that's still special. So I'm not really gonna count that one. But you just go down the list, you're like, damn.
Sound like Will Smith and Men in Black.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Nah. I mean, I'll be when it comes to the Lakers, I only have two number jerseys. That's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 8 and 24, and that's it.
There's a Niner fan out there that probably has a Kevin Barlow jersey out there somewhere.
Bro, there's Niner fan, I promise you, especially out in this area, they got JT O'Sullivan jerseys.
Yeah. Truth be told, that's the reason, like, in terms of, like, buying paraphernalia, that's the reason why I got so many of these damn, and I don't say damn to down them, like, that's why I purchased the Dad Gang hats.
Oh.
Because I'm like, and I just color coordinate them, and I put them with the jersey and everything. I'm like, because it's the one item that... it doesn't change. I'm a dad till the day I die, and then forthright.
True.
Still, it goes with everything. It's not gonna change. And if I take another job with another team somewhere, it's like, well, shit.
I got one to imagine.
Yeah.
We kind of brushed through.
Shout out to Dad Gang.
Yeah, we brushed through the fucking games, but what does this mean for the Chiefs in the future? Because right now, if I was, of course. Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's a game.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn it down.
We'll get to him too.
That's just how I feel.
Nah, but, you know. Well.
Figuratively, not literally, of course.
Yeah, right.
We're talking sports.
Yes.
That's all we're doing, sports-wise.
Yeah. So, well, what do you think this is the death of a dynasty?
No. They just got caught slipping on a, like I said, before we left, it's any given Sunday. They got caught slipping on a given Sunday. And like I said, we all saw throughout the season that 15-1 really didn't mean much to us because we saw them.
Yeah.
We saw what they looked like throughout the season. And it was like, that's not a...
No, we saw them since the last Super Bowl, how they looked.
We saw them since Christmas of last year. The Raiders beat them with 94 passing yards.
No, seriously.
And that makes the Niners.
He just had one bad game. That's literally all it is.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you 100%, but I'm saying, like, that's why the future doesn't look bleak at all for them.
Travis Kelce looked checked out during that game. He didn't try at all.
He's probably done.
He looks like he might be retiring. That's my last point.
That ain't meaning shit.
During the press, they asked a coach staff or whatever if going to these Super Bowls get old, and they're like, yeah, there's like Super Bowl fatigue. Yeah, it kind of does get old after a while. I was like, why did you say that?
You get exhausted.
Nah, because you're tired, bro. Like, I feel like that's what he probably meant more than anything is because, like, dude, you're already extending your season going into the postseason.
Yeah.
You take it all the way to the maximum 3-4 years in a row, or how many years has it been?
So, like 5 years in a row.
Damn near.
So think about it. That's crazy. Think about it from this perspective. So how many Super Bowls have they been in?
Three.
No. Four. That's how many they've won. Four. How many Super Bowls have they been in?
Four.
I think they've been in five.
2020.
Because they've lost two.
2020.
They lost the one to the Bucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they just lost this one. So that's five.
Yeah.
So now you factor that in. So that's what, six weeks? That's 6 weeks per.
And they only missed one. And they only missed.
No, you're right.
And they only missed going twice. So they've only been in the fucking offseason.
Right.
And then not only that, but if they missed going, but by how much? They were in the AFC fucking championship, bro.
Right. So that's 6 weeks per, correct? Mm-hmm. Because we're counting, what, the end of January?
Yeah.
The start of January. And then you go into February.
Right.
So I think that's 6 weeks because off week.
Yeah, yeah.
Even with a bye week.
Even with two bye weeks, whatever, right? Because
they're more likely the majority of them than the one seed.
Yeah.
So even when you factor those in, it's basically you're leaving preseason to go into the first few weeks, and you get a bye.
Right.
That's 30 weeks. That's basically two seasons. They played an extra two seasons in addition to five seasons.
They need a break.
Yeah.
So they might, hey man, I remember, what's his name? Sticks told me the AFC is weak. Don't let that cheese fool you. They said the AFC is weak. And I was like, okay.
Bro, I told you, I watch Red Zone for a reason. It ain't just fantasy. It ain't just fantasy, man.
Hey, let's say Lamar, hey, if I was Lamar Jackson, and if I was Josh Allen, and if I was, Joe Burrow, I would have watched that game like, oh, so you can bleed. Okay.
They've been seen it, though. Yeah. It ain't about bleeding. It's like, oh,
you could die.
Yeah.
You can die.
But you got to have the right tools. Team. Yeah. Like the absolute right team. And well, I mean, you're Josh talking about the
they had him. They had him bleeding,
bro.
Yeah. Well, Josh Allen had the right voters because he's the MVP. He's the, I call him the petty. The petty. No, not petty. The pity MVP.
Yeah, he won MVP.
I'll get out of here with that.
Saquon.
It was a pity. Hey, he won by four votes.
How is it pity, though?
Because they all said it.
Who said it?
Joe Burr. What's his name? Romo? He literally said on air that I'm voting for him because Josh Allen never got it.
That's funny.
That's crazy.
That's funny.
And that's pretty much what they've all said, and every like analyst has said that because
Tony Romo said, "I lived through you." I lived through you.
Seriously though.
I don't know why that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, they've all said that's what all the analysts said. Funny
because
he's
a Cowboy. That's why.
Yeah, exactly. That makes sense. Tom Brady voted for Lamar Jackson. Shout out to Tom Brady, real nigga.
Yeah. Raiders.
I thought he was gonna get a ding. He was gonna get a ding for that.
Nah, fuck that.
You know, but that's the pregame. Shout out. See y'all in 6 months.
Let's get to the shit.
Ooh, the shit.
Right. And I've been waiting, baby.
He is the Omega.
I mean,
first off, the week before.
I mean,
it was like Eminem said.
I mean,
Nah.
I mean,
a clean sweep.
I mean,
five.
I mean,
five times.
Now we need the Booker T.
Best rap song, best rap performance, best video, record of the year,
woo.
Song of the year.
Woo.
That record of the year, man.
That
You feel that way about the record. For me, it's the song.
Well, which one's the one for the songwriter?
Song of the year.
Because that says a lot. Because the songwriter, when they're reading off everything, when they got to his song, it was like, So, Kendrick Duckworth.
Kendrick Lamar Duckworth.
And that's it.
You see a paragraph of just all these writers for all these records. We're talking big records. Texas Hold'em. Please, please, please. No, Espresso. The Die With a Smile. Like, these are big records.
And rightfully so. We're not here to disrespect anybody who contributed to those records. That's not what we're talking about. Yeah. We're not here to diss and say, you guys are less worthy of that because you all collaborated together. That's not what this is about.
Mm-hmm. Not at all.
What we're here to do is to continue dancing on a man's grave.
Period. Period.
I mean,
bitch ass nigga.
Bree.
Bree. I mean, Bree. Hey. No,
this man's good.
I know, right? Hey,
man, he's good.
No, but what shocked me was record of the year. Because when I saw Miley Cyrus come out, I was just like, oh, they're going to give it to Taylor Swift. They're going to give it to somebody. They're going to give it to Kendrick. Because that's usually how it goes, right? But as soon as she opened it, she said, even if Beyonce doesn't go, I'm still going to say Beyonce. As soon as she opened it, she was like, oh, Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us. I was like, oh, shit.
No, seriously.
I got up from my seat like, oh, snap, he did it. He did it. And then as soon as he walked up there, you hear everybody go, A minor. I was like,
yeah.
Oh my God. I was literally in shock. And then he was up there wearing the, what's it called? The Canadian suit?
Yep.
The
Canadian tuxedo.
Tuxedo.
Yep. Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. So then songwriter.
The NBA players went crazy when Vince Carter did his first dunk in the dunk contest.
They showed
all the reactions.
Yeah.
That's what Giannis and I did when they did record of the year. We were like, he's not going to do it. No way. And they did it. And I picked him up and went, oh my God. He swept. I was like, and I looked at him. I go, how do you keep witnessing history and you can't appreciate this shit?
And then song of the year when Diana Ross came out.
I'm thinking
Beyonce was going to get it.
Side note, before you get into that.
No, don't do it.
No, I am. Yeah. I am. Hey.
She's too old.
It's after Valentine's Day, brother.
Hey, she's too old.
I hit the group chat.
Too old.
I hit the group chat. I said,
Michael,
I understand.
Oh, my God.
Still do. Still understand, Michael.
I understand.
And that was years ago.
Hey, even Kendrick bowed down. Nah, but when she said, she was like, ah. Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us. I was like, oh my God.
I still think that was crazy given the fact that there was layers to that one.
Because of the Wiz snippet.
Yeah. Oh shit, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
And it was like, was that?
Euphoria.
Apparently that was Absol that said it.
Yeah.
Not Richard Pryor, but still.
But still, he got it from.
It was like God was just putting this shit into place. It was like, nah, this is God right here.
Well, the thing is, too, somebody else pointed out.
That's what I feel like.
Yeah. Right. Somebody else pointed out that the fact that the crowd was able to chant A minor when he bumped into the lady.
Yeah.
Somebody pointed out that they were like, they had that exchange.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, he dapped her. Like, they know each other. Well, he didn't even know her.
No, he does know her. He was a songwriter.
Okay. Oh, well, okay. Well, however that goes, I stand corrected.
Uh-huh.
However that goes, the fact that they even bumped into each other and they interacted, it allowed for that time for him.
Oh, yeah, to give him time.
To get that play. And it was just like, this man is highly anointed.
No, seriously.
God has sent his angels to protect him by any means.
Yes.
He is feared up. He loves himself. He is blessed up. God has put this man on a mission. I don't say that lightly because you see how everything is falling into place for him.
Yes.
It's at a it's wild, right?
Yeah.
So he won those awards. a disc record won a Grammy. Let's start
five,
on that.
Five.
Five of them.
Five.
I had to tell one, my, two, three, four, five.
Plus, no plus five. Five.
I think the plus five was at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, probably. Nah, man, I've never seen this before. So then we get the Super Bowl. The main event.
Oh, man.
The whole world was, is he going to do it? It was on like if NWA is going to perform Fuck the Police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
no, really.
It
no,
felt.
It had that feeling.
Yeah. You had academics leaking his set list. People were speculating. People were saying, I wouldn't play the record because why? You're going to piss off Drake. I'm sitting here like, I'm just going to wait and see what he does.
Yeah. And that's what we said from the fucking beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot predict this guy's moves. Like,
exactly.
He runs on his own accord.
He runs to the beat of his own drum.
That part.
Yeah. And the whole performance was... Mwah.
First person I see is Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel Jackson!
It's your uncle,
Sam. Sam. And this is the Great American Game. On some Mantan shit.
That was the first thing I thought of was...
No, seriously.
I thought...
Yeah, as John's laughing in the background. I'd say that was a special moment to just share with Giannis. I haven't recorded, so I'm trying to still edit it. I recorded the entire 13-minute set, and I just had... I recorded on the laptop, too.
Oh, okay.
So it's just angled at Giannis and I, and then my mom's in the background, too, just to kind of, you know, get him angled in.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get the, obviously, the footage just as its background, obviously not put it up on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
But to get it to show where the parts are at, because that was fun and getting the small microphones, rapping along with him. He has the microphone, then he drops it because he gets so excited, and then he runs around, and then he doesn't want to be touched because he wants, like, he just gets hyper. Like, that was just a fun moment to share that with him.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, all I could think about was, like, I wonder what that would have been like if they got MC Hammer to do the Super Bowl in 1990 or 91. Like,
instead of Michael, they got MC Hammer.
Yeah, like, wow. at the pinnacle of
too legit to quit.
Well, yeah, but you can't touch this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if that was the leadoff, and then he, you know, because, you know, people were pissing him off at the time, too.
Yeah.
You know, he had a lot to say.
Oh, definitely. Man. Definitely.
Nah, but the halftime show as a whole was just amazing.
Yes.
It was just like his shows.
Yeah.
None of it was surprising. We saw Dave in Vegas.
Yep.
I saw the Mr. Morale show.
Yep.
We saw how he
Martin's
gets down.
Been to shows. Like,
been to Dan concert. Like,
the Grammy performances.
Yeah.
We all know how shit, he bro. Gets yeah. down on stage.
And honestly, it looked very similar to the Grammy performance with Dave Chappelle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just like the cut back and forth and then
editing.
Yeah. Like right when they go to the, in this case, Sam Jackson, right? Mm-hmm. When they went to him, fucking, that's when Kendrick did his moves.
Yeah.
When he went to the next scene, next
he had
everything.
Full fledged.
Yeah, that shit was perfect.
Oh, man, it was wild. It was great. That was great shit, dog. Yeah, dance steps and shit.
Yes. Yeah.
And I love, and honestly, regardless of what everybody says, I love the set list.
Dog.
Oh, hell yeah.
I loved everything from the fact that when the GNX track for the trailer,
and it was more extended,
it was an add on. And then having to go back, because again, the first I'll watch, obviously, I'm focused on Giannis and I.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm seeing it and I'm appreciating it, but it's the time of my son and I. And then I went back when they finally got it on YouTube.
And
I go back and watch it, and I'm like, how many of the motherfuckers came out that GNX?
No, seriously.
That was incredible. And like,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
you're just appreciating
the little details.
And then the second part was when I figured out, that's a PlayStation controller. Like, what the fuck?
There was layers. This was different than any Super Bowl performance that I've ever seen. There was a concept to it. It was a story being told. Like he said in the interview, he gives a fuck about this shit, right? And then he does that. He does, what's it called? He does he does Humble.
Mm-hmm.
Then he does DNA.
Yes.
This nigga, and then he goes into fucking Euphoria.
Yes.
Squabble up, of course.
Yeah, we did the teaser for what we now call Bodies, mm-hmm. right?
Or like, whatever, or Tiramisu, or whatever.
Yeah, the name that we're using now is Bodies, though, I guess.
Yeah.
What a cold line, if I'm getting it correctly. You wouldn't have a soul even if you were standing next to
Johnny and Q.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he shouted
that was
up
nasty,
like.
Nasty, bro.
That was a nasty
bar.
That was a nasty bar.
But yeah, so
and I've been waiting, baby.
You go from that to Squabble Up,
mm-hmm.
and Squabble Up, that's when you bring in the Bay Area shit.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why I wanted you to bring that
up, because
now you bring in the Terfiends.
Yes.
You know and then Sam comes out and he's just like, you gotta tighten up.
Yeah.
And then he goes into Humble.
No, he said that's too ghetto.
That's too ghetto.
That's what he said.
You need to tighten up. And then he does Humble. And then you hear the and you get like, I got.
Just the dancers made the flag. The black man within the flag, the symbolism within that.
With the flag separated as well, mm-hmm. divided, if you will.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he does fucking Euphoria.
It's the symbolism, like playing the game within the game.
You're going
the wrong way.
Yeah.
Now you got to hit the X button and there's just, man, like
it was
layers, bro.
Fucking layers. And then how he hinted, How? Oh, the peekaboo segment was fire too.
That's my that was my favorite part. That 17. Don't get me wrong. You can pick so many.
And shout out Kid A the Great.
Yes,
he was in the Not Like Us video. Yeah, and he was also from Sacramento. He's an amazing dancer. Yes. Amazing fucking dancer.
Yeah, you can pick so many parts, and the dope thing about it is, you won't be wrong at what your favorite part is. Like, I can listen to it, and how anybody will explain it, I'll be like, you got it. That 17 seconds in Peekaboo to get the framing, the dancing, where he's popping up just randomly, because it's literally like 30,
it was like a mini.
He's literally like popping up, and it takes the precision to get that right for him to finally pop. And he doesn't even say Peekaboo. It's the backing track, and then he just jumps in and goes, and it's like people just for people to say this is a horrible set, I don't know what's going on. It's like you don't understand these little key intricate details that it takes to get those moments that you're witnessing. So you just want to hate off it from the jump.
And personally, like, because I went to my parents' house, right? My parents are not too familiar with Kendrick like that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what you call it? The one thing that I noticed with them is that they were talking during the fucking performance.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. I mean, typically, you could do that and get away with it.
Right.
I know with, you with Kendrick, you got to be focused. Right.
I tell my mom the same shit. You have to pay attention.
Yeah. No, so what you call it? When they were talking, I'm like, you guys are missing what's going on. Like,
right.
They thought I was like being like, you know, real anal about it. Right. Yeah. Pause. Right. But still, it was like, no, I'm being serious. And then we watched it again after, so that way I could break it down. Like,
the little layers. And then how he literally what did he go after the Peekaboo? He does, what's it called? He does Luther and All the Stars.
Yeah.
And then I'm starting, and then when he got to All the Stars, this is when I'm starting to notice a pattern. I'm like, oh, these are all Drake.
Yeah.
Songs. These are all subliminals. Mm-hmm. Except for
Luther.
Yeah.
But that still could be used as a diss because I'm making a song for the ladies. That's what Drake was known to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
and I'm doing it better than you with your ex.
Yeah.
Or one of
your ex. We'll get to the other one.
Yeah.
And then how he
we will.
And how he hinted at Not Like Us. Is like, oh yeah, because you know I want to play their favorite song. What song? But you know they like to sue, and you hear it again. I was like, when he did that, I'm like,
give me a hell yeah.
I was like, you're doing what I would do.
Yep.
Oh, this is petty. I was like, oh, this is petty.
Hell yeah.
And then after that, Samuel Jackson's like,
somebody did this.
I'm gonna sue.
He was talking them.
You know they love to sue.
Yeah. He was talking them.
So then Sam L's going like, you know what? You almost there. Don't mess this. And then you hear the song again. Oh, now it's a cultural divide. We can get it on the flow. Doo-doo. And he's doing the Michael Jackson like shit.
All right. Time out. Before you go any further, because I know you said Michael Jackson, but the way I looked at that, it was like a cutscene from a video game.
It really was. Yeah. It really was.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He was making the same movement after every line. I don't know if you noticed that shit. After every line, he would do that same type little bop that he was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was the last thing? I'm slipping, I'm sliding, I'm riding to the back. But 40 acres in the mule, and you know it's more than the music. I was like, oh, I forgot the opening line of the whole fucking shit. How did I miss that? The revolution will now be televised. You picked the right time, but the wrong guy.
Yep.
With Trump in the building when he said it.
Is it for real? But that's the one. I will get into that. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Keep going.
And then all of a sudden, I'm slipping, I'm sliding, I'm right. And then he does that little walk, and then he's circling around. It was like something out of Smile 2. It was like some wild shit. No, my homegirl said it was like, you seen Nightmare Before Christmas, right?
That was me.
You said that.
And I said this shit. Yeah, so he was like, that looked like some villain shit. And I was like, bro, that didn't look like just any villain. That, you remember Nightmare Before the Christmas?
Oh, yeah,
Nightmare
absolutely.
Before Christmas, whatever?
Yeah.
That's Oogie Boogie, dog. He's
Oogie Boogie Man.
In a circle. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Oogie Boogie Man.
That was the Oogie Boogie
that
Man.
That is the Oogie Boogie Man.
And then looked at the camera and goes, Cedric, hey, like I'm young.
I mean,
Oh shit!
Just like, hey, like I'm young, like some Smile shit, like because everyone from all around the world watched that shit, right?
Dog, everybody had the same reaction.
Everyone's like, everybody said his name. He did it. He said his name. And then he did the whole verse. They tell me Chubbs is the only one to get your hand me down.
Give me a hell, yeah.
Get your hand-me-down. I'm party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baka got a weird case. Why is he around? Certified lover boy, certified Chris! And at first I was kind of mad. Oh, you didn't say it. But then I was like, that's worse.
No, but you know what's crazy, though, is the crowd said that shit. Yes! The crowd was fucking day, bro.
They tried to make it seem like, and again, the Super Bowl's not
real. The internet.
The Super Bowl's just like the internet. That's a high-priced event. People who are going there more than likely aren't the audience and the demographic for Kendrick. Mm-hmm. Right, so that's not the best representation.
Yeah.
That performance was for everybody who was watching on television, watching on their 100%. Phones. Basically everybody who was not in the stadium.
Especially how Kendrick was performing. He was performing like he was at a concert.
And even then, with them trying to portray that it wasn't hitting like that, the crowd was still with him because when you showed the footage of people who wanted to show, hey, we're rocking with him, he had the full setup in the swing.
He said A minor, and the whole stadium yelled A minor.
Yeah.
And just to circle back to my parents, right? Like, even though, like I said, they're not familiar, they were talking during the shit, but my mom and dad was like just, you know, bobbing to it, grooving to it, you know what I'm saying?
So it's like,
even people who don't, like, my parents don't listen to Kendrick. They don't listen to hip-hop really like that. You know what I mean?
Right,
so for them to actually be into it, that said a lot to me. I was like, damn, he really got everybody.
On some Michael Jackson shit.
And what did I say was Thriller?
See the album right here? You said there's this that album
one?
Right
there's
here.
There's that one.
That it's, and I didn't believe it until that moment. And then I was like, and then in the end, he brings out Mustard for TV off and shit. And then in the end, he says, turn your TV off. And it goes black and on the crowd.
That motherfucker turned around and smiled.
Smiled I win.
Seriously.
Game over.
Game over. And I was like, oh, wow. And Drake has to live with this. This is over his head now. But like, what Justin
Big as the Super Bowl.
You can't listen to that song the same way.
Big
no
as the
more.
What?
Big as the what? I mean, dude, J. Cole already killed him on that song.
Yeah.
And then Kendrick brought him back to life and took his soul and put it in his back pocket.
Soul is mine.
Did like Rock. Did like Rock and Razor Canaan. I own you, nigga.
I own you, nigga. It's like, And then after that, I went to this event with my other homeboy, and we weren't even talking about the game. Yeah. Nobody was talking about the game.
No, seriously.
That was the worst thing that could have happened to Drake.
Because it was a shitty ass game.
I was in my phone the entire second half. All I knew was the bomb came out, and then Patrick Mahomes finally, they scored a touchdown when the second string was in. And that was that.
No, you checked out. Because you know who else checked out? The rest of America.
Yeah.
You want to know why, people? It was the highest rated halftime show in Super Bowl history. 133.5 million. Michael had 133.4. This guy. 133.4 million people. Kendrick beat about 100K.
Point one.
And that's not counting all the watch parties you've seen, people.
Right.
Yeah. That's only counting how many devices the TVs were turned on.
Right. There was a bunch of that. It could have doubled.
Not even talking about the illegal streams.
No, exactly. You ain't talking about that shit. You're not talking about, like, for example, bars who had hundreds of people in there. I mean, depending on how the size of it.
Absolutely. There was cruises that had watch parties.
Cruise videos were... I would have loved to have been on a cruise for that.
Honestly.
Like, that would have been perfect
I'm
time.
Right there with, like, yeah, that would have been fun. That would have been amazing.
They showed Chiefs Kingdom and the entire... It was like thousands of people out there watching that shit. And they were singing, wop, 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 wop. Yeah. It was like a soccer game. And that's when I was like really looking at all these videos. And I'm like...
The kids.
Oh my God, the kids.
Like the kids.
Not just the men, but the women.
With the little
girls. And the children too.
Nah, I just remember that video with the little girl yelling, "Master!"
Like, Anakin, not just the men, but the women and the children too love that song. Dude. And then that's what, and then it was just.
I hate him all. I hate all of them.
That's straight. Not just the men, but the women. I hate them. Come on, party. Gotta put some shit up your nose.
Oh my God.
That's pretty much what happened. And then no, and before and Kendrick is surge is his momentum is at a level that I never thought. This was like years.
Oh my God.
Of momentum that I never thought. This one song is surpassing all of Drake's milestones in real time.
No, it is.
Separate songs. One song is doing that.
Yes.
GNX is about to be number one again. And Not Like Us is going number one again. By the time you see this, GNX is number one. He has the number one song and the number one single. Again, 4 months apart.
And that album doesn't even have that single on it.
He's legitimately fighting himself because the was it,
number another, two is Luther.
Right.
Number three is TV Off.
It's 200 plus thousand, something like 230,000 for GNX. Mm-hmm. Then you got another 34,000 or 36,000 for Damn. And then you got
seriously.
And then you got multiple for the other albums.
Yeah, Good
and then,
Kid was had a surge as well.
Right. And then you got Dochi.
Dochi winning best rap album. Mm, mm-hmm. Shout out to her.
And then, so
Beyonce won too.
Beyonce won some big awards.
Album of the year.
Album of the year and country album of the year.
Best country album. Oh.
No.
That
was hilarious.
Blue Ivy, look.
Get your
girl, you embarrassing me. Get up and go get your award.
Like the edible just hit it.
No,
you hear the voices? A Smokey. Smokey for Friday.
She looked around. She said,
I mean,
Anyway.
She hit the shenanigans?
Nah, dog.
Get this, the shenanigans.
Nah, dog. Kendrick is surging at a way. Like, every video I see is somebody new. White people are falling in love with
man. That's the crazy thing about it. And it's not white people. It is the middle to older aged.
That don't listen to
housewives, the grandfathers who bought some new jeans,
definitely that,
and put the brim down and are now in front of the TV. Turn the TV off.
Definitely that. But I seen excuse lack of better words, right? I seen a video of this redneck looking dude, right, saying, "Well done, Kendrick." I was like
babe,
what?
That a pig, dude.
Yeah.
Not even on that bullshit, bro. Because I mean, I know what you're saying and shit, right? But like, nah, bro. He was like literally congratulating him. Like, for real congratulating. And then not only that, but then also you had, what's his name? Motherfucking Alex Jones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was funny.
You had Alex Jones saying that he did a great job.
It took a wild turn, but it was still a good nonetheless.
Not Like Us.
Fucking what?
It's like
it was a wild ass turn.
That was wild.
It was crazy. It was like, yeah. But Martinez 100% right. I'm laughing because of the turn it took.
It just went to
he was talking about some other shit.
And it went to
He definitely that was a 180. And then that was a 180 like a motherfucker. Bro, like I swear to God.
Not like us.
Not like us.
Not like sound like
Barack fucking, Obama. Not like us.
Sound like fucking Vince McMahon.
Not like us. He was at the game. Vince McMahon was at the game.
Oh wow.
Him and Undertaker and Shane. Yeah, they're at the game. Nah, it's going and no, you know what Kendrick has reached now? He's the new Eminem. What I mean by that, people.
Yeah.
Is the when white people say, I don't listen to hip hop, but I listen to that Eminem.
I love that Kendrick. I don't like that Kendrick.
Hip-hop, but I love that Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to win a lot of Grammys. If he gets Album of the Year, he might win it.
Just got to get nominated.
That's
what it looks like.
A new level that I don't even think we anticipated that he was going to hit because we already viewed him as a superstar where people were trying to convince us and others that he wasn't even there, and it was like
they were trying to convince us that he didn't even have a career
right
before this whole
it was like, well, he needs to thank Drake for being on the stage, and it was like, he was just on the stage 3 years ago, what are you talking about? Like,
yeah, seriously.
And and then there was all this controversy, he should have performed his hit records, and Charlamagne was saying
he did the hit records 3 years ago,
like, and then he did perform hit records at the Super Bowl. He performed Humble, which is about to be Double Diamond,
the first rap song ever to get Double Diamond.
Right.
That was nuts. I did not know that.
Yeah.
And then he performed DNA and All the Stars. DNA is gold. That's a hit record. And two of those songs are on his Pulitzer Prize album.
Well, he did the records. He did the records.
And All the Stars.
Again, this is his second.
Oscar nominated.
This is his second performance.
Which is Drake
in three or 4 years?
Yeah.
3 years. So this is his second performance. He did those records, if you paid attention.
He did All Right. And
on the first hit.
Yeah, Mad City.
So now right. he's going. So now oh, he's okay, going yeah, to. Yeah. He's, albeit not from Mr. Morale, mm-hmm. but he did the records from the previous two albums.
Right.
And so what are you complaining about? To promote right. his main album. So because everyone, you need to appeal to these like bitch ass Morale was saying, you need to appeal to these white folks.
What?
And da 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 da. I'm like, dude, I got my album. Show. It's my show. And because of that, those white folks went to that album. GNX.
It's my show during Black History Month. What the fuck are you talking about, Maul?
Maul's an 88. Fuck him.
That's for real.
My show That's during Black real. History Month.
Maul doesn't know shit. Anyway.
What you really talking don't. About?
I don't understand, man.
No, let's go viral. Fuck
I'm
him.
Not even going to get into it, bro. No, because like my whole thing is this. Like, I don't understand how you could be so tied to hip-hop as much as he was his entire life.
He was... What's his name?
And not know shit about it.
What was it, Big's brother? He was Big, who was the co-founder of Rockefeller. He would be a...
That's what I'm saying.
He would be a big Jay-Z stan. Shout out to Jay-Z, by the way. Rock Nation.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
What's it called? The other Busby. they threw away the case. Yeah. No relation, people.
The deplorable human being.
Yeah.
Mr. Busby.
The one with the Z's.
With the Z's, not the S.
The one with the Z's.
Z-E-E.
Yeah, no, but I'm not like, and I'm not even trying to go viral with that. But I mean, it's like when you.
No, yeah, no, seriously, it's not bad. But it's like, bro, but when like you, I said, how do you when you're so tied in your entire life?
Yeah. When you really think about that, this is my show, as in Kendrick Lamar. I mean, speaking from that perspective, this is my show. You know that I put on a show that is of theatrics,
yeah.
and there are messages mm-hmm. that are going to take months, maybe even a year for you to fully dissect and get. And this is Black History Month.
You want to know why? Because Maul's a fucking idiot.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah. yeah.
You fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Kendrick is at a level now that I cannot anticipate. It is approaching this level. I said, like Martin said on the last episode, that GNX is the rap Thriller. I am ready to say that. This is Thriller. This is Thriller.
I'm glad this is the episode after the previous episode in 314. This motherfucker, Martin, you got it right, bro. Like you.
Not just, and just in creation of this, because I said, I put it up on Twitter, what's the difference? Someone pointed this out to me. After Thriller dropped, Michael went on tour with his brothers. You know what the tour was called? Victory. This motherfucker about to go on a stadium tour for his victory
yeah,
lap.
Yeah. He just went in the stadium. Now and so now I'm getting the
you can call that poetic justice.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Which was at yeah. one time, hey people, at one time that was the top Drake song on yeah. Apple Music.
Yeah. Yeah, go figure.
And the thing of it is now I'm starting to realize too, and I don't know why I'm realizing because I'm pretty sure we all talked about it, whether it was off air or on air.
Uh-huh.
This show was a tester.
Oh yeah.
Because again, the stadium.
Oh yeah.
And yeah. albeit not his complete demographic, but it was like, okay, let's see what we could do here.
Yeah.
Set wise, you know, we have 13 minutes.
I can't believe
we could do something in 13 minutes.
13 minutes. He put all that shit in 13 minutes.
Right. That's so now, what are we going to see?
That nigga
in 2 hours?
Performed Euphoria. Niggas is thinking he's dragging it. This is the second time.
He performed twice.
He's only performed Euphoria twice. He's performed Not Like Us twice. And the first one was five times, but that counts as one.
That's one.
Five times.
when we say Tupac got shot, how many times we say he got shot twice?
Twice.
Nine times twice.
Yeah.
Nigga, it was five bullets the first time.
Well, all together.
Oh, four.
Yeah, he was counting them.
Oh, yeah. He was, yeah, yeah, total. Yeah. Nine times twice. Yeah,
you're thinking of 50.
He deserves nine. I can understand why. We can all understand why. We get to him later.
That's a wild boy.
It's a wild boy. Yeah. Anyway, but
on brand. On brand, wild boy, but wild boy nonetheless.
Nah, for real. But I just wanted to bring something up because you said that whole ass was in the stadium, right?
Yep.
Here's the thing about it. That's the reason why people weren't really satisfied with this whole thing.
Because they wanted
they had No, they had to tone it down. They did not have any pyrotechnics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Except for one when he said bum, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was it. There was no other pyrotechnics because of the Secret Service.
Right.
If Kamala was there, she was like, no, let him have it.
He's like, run it up.
Run it up. It's not enough. Because I just imagine when he came, people were disappointed with TV off because they thought he would have like a marching band. I was kind of, because I wanted fire when he said mustard.
like say Super Saiyan Goku.
like WWE shit, like WrestleMania.
No, for real.
Mustard!
you want his dreads to come back as he was
mustard! Secret Service saw that shit like, tone it down. okay. But no, back to the Michael comparison. This is thrilling because when I got off BART, I saw a saxophone player sitting there doing his own saxophone rendition of TV Off.
Mm, yeah.
I've seen other videos of people dancing to the records, recreating what he did at the Super Bowl.
The kids are now getting mad when you try to get them to listen to something else. We have reached that level now.
Or if the song changes.
Yeah, yes. you can't even change the song. Within the album, you can't change the song.
The reason why I say this is Michael level, because when I was a child, Michael got embedded in my head when I watched Moonwalker.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. That's what Kendrick has approached to these kids. He's getting embedded in their head at a young age.
Yes.
The right way.
Yeah.
Unlike the other guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen no shit like this.
No.
For a rapper?
This is...
For a rapper. Like, this is wild. I can understand Beyonce. I can understand Bruno Mars. I can understand that.
It's like
I said earlier off air, right? Mm-hmm. You say that like for a rapper, but you got to remember that rap is the new pop now.
I get it, but this
you know what
is
I'm saying?
A,
like
this,
it's
level,
the same.
Man.
It's the same shit as like, not the same as Michael Jackson, right? But it's like on that same tier now.
Yes,
yeah,
that's what it is.
All you have to do is pop out and stand there
on that same tier, depending on the decade.
Really,
I would post that picture of Michael popping up and standing there, and everyone going crazy. That might be reality now.
I mean, Kendrick could do that shit.
Yeah,
this is nuts. And this is not glazing people. I've seen this with one person before. Now, I'm not saying he's going to reach that type of...
Nah.
But the momentum he has... That. If Kamala... Let's put it this way. If Kamala was president right now, she would probably invite him to the White House.
Oh, for sure.
I can see it.
That's where he's at now. And that just made what Aubrey did when he dropped that Some Sexy Songs with Party Next Door. He has that much power... We're going to talk about it. He had that much power that everyone was anticipating him stepping on it. And then I sat back and I'm like, that's power.
Yeah.
Knowing he could do it at any time.
See, that rumor was going around and I actually was like, I was hoping for, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah,
like,
sure,
I mean, just
yeah.
at least one or two songs, right?
Right.
One, you know what other song you didn't mention? I just thought about it right now. Now I'm going to bring it up.
What?
Man at the Garden.
Oh, yeah, he did that.
That remix that he played, bruh,
that was
listen.
That was just for the Super Bowl.
That was nice.
You could say that all you want, but dog, I need that Trackademics
that
remix. You
nice.
Feel me? Because that's
really
exactly
nice.
What that shit sounded like. That gave me fucking tell me when to go Trackademics vibes.
I thought it was very...
I thought it was great he brought the Bay Area.
The Bay Area inclusion.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying,
he didn't
though.
Have to do that, man.
And then,
I was like...
No, that's
and
great.
Then, and then
that's
the layers, the layers it. Of the Bay Area inclusion and what they represented. And then going back with the lyrics... with the 16 homies,
mm-hmm.
and then Samuel Jackson having
16 stars.
16 stars.
Yep.
And then how you can pin that on Uncle Sam,
right.
and him even saying, "Oh, you brought the homies and
deduct one life,
the culture." Okay, deduct the life, and it was like, "My God Almighty!"
Yeah,
like,
seriously,
this nigga thought of everything.
Yeah,
bro.
Serious.
And motherfuckers thought that everything. Drake and motherfuckers thought that Drake could win a battle against him.
No, they thought Lil Wayne would put on a better show. How about that?
That's another thing I don't understand.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, dog. Like, I get it. Yeah. You know, they have more like dancey songs, I guess, if you want to label it that. You know what I mean? But yeah, he ain't doing that. He ain't doing that, bro. He ain't even touching that shit. He ain't even like, nah. Nah,
so before we get to...
Yeah, let's play Steady Mobbin. Yep.
Anyway, before we get to what y'all want to see, I guess, let's talk about good music. Larry June.
Hey.
Titty Boy.
Hey.
Alchemist. West, y'all.
Good job, Larry.
Good job, Larry.
Good job, Titty.
Hey.
True. Even though he didn't say that.
Good job, Alky.
Alky.
Life is beautiful, man. That was a good album. Very good album. That was laid back music.
Yeah.
Very so good.
2 Chainz sounds amazing on that production.
Bro, he's can
always
rap his ass off.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah. Like, that goes out.
I mean,
that goes out.
Yeah, we've been talking about
absolutely.
That already. Like, but
absolutely.
he can literally rap his ass off. Oh, yeah. For those who don't think so, listen to that fucking album. I promise you that'll change your mind.
Oh my god, that was incredible.
It was top notch every time, dog. Yeah. It was great. That was
good. I mean, it's Alk, bro.
But that's the thing about GNX is that it's crack. It brought me away from GNX for a minute, but this is good crack.
I got three good listens in. I was able to get three good listens in.
But then it brought you back.
No, I mean, it's GNX, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. But I was able to get three good listens in. And it's amazing.
Amazing, bro.
Hey, man, life is beautiful.
Yeah.
Life is very beautiful. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Bruh. Generation.
Mm. That was good.
I like Generation.
If I could be 100% honest with you, like, and you know how big of a Larry June fan I am. I'm not going to tell you that any one song stuck out.
Uh-huh.
Like, I really can't pick a favorite.
Uh-huh.
But his flow on Colossal?
Yeah.
Dog.
Yeah.
Dog.
That was good
shit. That man just going.
Yep.
Life is Beautiful. That was one of my favorite ones. Yep. Any Day was
the title track was great.
Epiphany. It was just so great. And I have to keep remembering Alchemist is from L.A.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's still the most wildest shit to me because I did not know that until recently.
And New Yorkers are trying to claim him.
I mean, he produced for a lot of New York niggas.
That's for sure.
And then it makes me wonder, how come no wonder Kendrick wants to keep working with him. Like, shit.
Yeah, because he works with West Coast.
Now it makes me even more mad that he's M's DJ.
Yeah. I mean, you think about it from this perspective, too. It's like, you think about how talented the West Coast producers are. Look what Alk did when he went and got associated with Mobb Deep.
I'm getting mad now.
You look at what Hip Boy did
with Nas. Yeah.
And M can't do nothing with Alchemist. He can't do nothing with another white person.
Maybe that's the problem.
He don't like white people.
Yeah.
He doesn't see that. He just doesn't buy into the idea of exciting whites.
Mm-hmm. You trying to take my spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and Alk can rap too, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was good as him, though. Maybe he feels threatened. Who knows?
That is true. Hey, man. That is true. But still, M, like, when I heard Meet the Grams, that was supposed to be you.
No, that one. Can you imagine Eminem on that shit?
Yeah.
No. I'm just saying. That would be fucking amazing.
If Drake was going against Marshall, he'll make he won't even do what Kendrick did, but he'll make sure it would be at his soul.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I went back and played the original sample the other day for Meet the
Gospel song?
Man. Really? I don't know how Alchemist figured that out.
I heard it in the original form, and I was just like...
Bring a tear to your eye.
That's special.
Yeah. I'm sure he sent that to him.
Because, again, it's biblical.
Yeah, no, seriously.
So he was serving a biblical ass whooping when he found those chords.
So, like I said, if M was on that, if the same shit happened, but this time it was Eminem versus Drake, and you thought I was bad then, now?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, if M was going on this type of victory lap?
Yeah. You would be insufferable.
Shit. I already am insufferable.
No.
Get the Vincent Price? You got the Vincent Price lab?
Nah, it ain't there. Well, maybe. Hold up. Let's see.
If you can find it.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, hang on. Yes.
Oh, yeah. What happened to your chest? That powerful nigga at work.
There you go.
They were comparing that stare he did from the Thriller video. Say Drake.
Nah, yeah, that's what that was.
All the memes they were doing was hilarious. It was great.
Say Drake. It's your turn now.
They had
bring this damn album.
They had one. I know it's gonna make you.
Which one?
Just look over your shoulders. Huh? Say Drake.
Alrighty. You didn't even listen.
No, I didn't.
I did for the coach.
I did.
I became a trending topic when this album dropped.
You can actually search Busby on...
No, Mr. Busby. It's kind of hard to find Busby. There's a lot of Busby.
Well, I did search Busby, and he was... popping up on the search engine for randomly. But I guess if you got to search Mr. Busby, then I'll take his word for it.
It said, people were saying Busby, Mr. Busby, but not putting the 4 lowercase 08. They weren't trying to get me in their mentions because they know I'm one tweet away from making your life a living hell.
Give me a hell, yeah.
Bitch ass niggas.
Then they came in, then people came into my mentions and they was like, get your boy. And I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, I'm in my own world.
Oh, yeah,
what's going on? And so I go to look. All I could do was just laugh. Was
no, like, I'm going to read the tweet that got everybody angry. If you generally like that album, you like bitch-ass nigga music. I don't make the rules. You's a bitch-ass nigga. With the Jar Jar Binks. You's a bitch-ass nigga.
Oh, yeah. What happened to your chest? That powerful nigga responded to that
with the Michael Jackson gift with, you know, Michael putting the gun down. I was like, oh, no, 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 no. And then reverse, put the gun right back up. I'm looking right at the barrel, like, nah. And niggas were telling me that I don't get no bitches. Not women. Women were saying, you don't get no women because you don't like... It was grown-ass men in my mentions saying that shit.
Did they think you were on the East Coast time when you did
some
that?
Some of them did, yeah. Oh, they said, you've been up at 2 in the morning talking about Drake. Actually, it was 11 p.m. West Coast time, and I was up.
West-West, y'all.
West-West, y'all.
Whoa.
And you know nothing about winning.
Whoa. Because
you sent your winning running back to the Philly. He can't win in New York. No one can win in New York. Not the Yankees, not the Jets, not the Giants.
Hey, Dodger Blue, they showed y'all. Showed the Yankees. They showed the Yankees.
I can't say the Knicks yet, because they're playing actually good. But the rest
Knicks.
Of them.
It's the Knicks. We know how that's going.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, at the end of the day, man, you need me for engagement, you bitch-ass niggas. Anyway, that's not the topic. It's Aubrey. He's the topic. This album is fucking doo-doo sauce mid.
Some sexy songs for you.
Mid might be a...
That nigga
took... That's a stretch, dog.
And these are all stolen. The cover art is not original. The dollar signs are not original. He took the $3 signs from Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah. Sold separately.
Sold separately.
And the...
And the rabbits on the backside.
And the actual, rabbits on the backside.
From Freddie Gibbs.
And then the fucking... cover art, he got that from another Toronto artist and shit.
John River,
yeah. So they got it all the way back from like a few years ago, and they still took it anyway. So Drake fans, oh yeah, Arby's Angels, I'm not calling y'all Arby's Angels no more. Nah. That's too nice for you niggas now. Uh-oh. You guys are MAGA.
And I've been waiting, baby.
That MAGA, Make America Great Again. You guys are Make Aubrey Great Again. That's who you niggas ooh, are now.
Damn.
Give me a hell yeah.
That's who you bitch ass niggas are now.
Somebody did hey. This.
I'm gonna sue.
Man, look, all I'm gonna say is this shit put a smile on my face.
Hey, man, I'm letting him get his shit off.
No, I mean, what is there to say? This album is trash.
Like I said,
yeah. This shit's gonna flop. Like
people were my mentions about him, and I was like, that's my man. That's his Twitter account. What you coming to my mentions for?
Like, real.
Because they think I give a fuck about them like this. That's the thing.
That's the funny thing, dog.
I don't. I have a life.
Like, we got shit going on. We might be typing some shit. Like, dog.
I got
even some of my shit went low key viral. Not fucking to your extent. Yeah, not Busby viral, but no, low key viral. Dog, some of my shit was going off.
Nigga, I get like, recognized in person. Cool. I get recognized in person, and people dap me up. I get invited to all-star events. People know who I am. They don't know you niggas. Some of you writers were trying to talk shit about me. And you're engaged.
That was funny.
You writers were talking shit about me. Funny. No, it was funny. You know why it's funny? Because he got more engagement from my own name than his own articles. Riddle me that.
And I've been waiting, baby.
There we go. And it hit right on the first one, too.
That person.
That's it. There we go.
And that man's a bitch-ass nigga, too.
Talk your shit.
That's what it is. Talk. I hope I see you one day. I'm going to see you one day.
Oh, now we got to stop him like Tupac.
No, I'm just saying.
I got to turn to Ed Lover.
No. I hope I see this particular person one day. I'm saying it on camera. I hope I see you one day. Because I hope you match the same energy. That's all.
Boom.
That's all.
That's it.
Wale Mania is coming up. I hope I see you there.
Hey. Shout out to Wale.
Shout out to Wale, too.
That's not a threat.
It's a promise.
It's a request.
A request. Yeah. Promise. I hope I see you there. Yeah. If I decide. You never know. Peekaboo. Let's talk about this album.
Just put them bookers in my chain. Peekaboo.
There's nothing I really want to say about this damn album. It's typical Drake.
It's just there.
This was desperation. There's some good tracks. Really? Some.
Oh, yeah. There's the track that don't have Party or Drake on it. It's Pimi's Dilemma.
Yeah, I didn't even realize they weren't on it because
they're listed on there, but it's Pim.
And it's fucked up because they could have just been Pim, but she could have got one single stream for herself.
Yeah,
Drake and Party Next Door need to get them streams off.
All right, what's it's a 2 minute track.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same vibe as the Wednesday's
interlude.
Wednesday interlude.
Yebby's interlude.
Yebba's heartbreak
interlude. Yeah,
all that shit.
You know, those good dope tracks that at this point I'm not even sorry to say. It's just the reality of the situation that don't have Drake's vocals. Those are the highlights. You can tell he's picking them from other projects.
Yeah. And it's just, there's no memorable record. There's one memorable record on here, and it doesn't feature Party Next Door. It's called Give Me a Hug. Nigga. After the biggest rap battle in hip-hop history. Give Me a Hug. You want to make a song for the
Simp
hoes.
Simp-ass song, man.
You want to give me a hug type, nigga.
I mean,
that where my hug at.
You released this shit on Valentine's Day, too.
Man. And you're telling grown men were telling me, the only reason why you don't do it, the only reason why you're talking shit about that, because you get no bitches. And then I look at y'all profiles, and I'm like, you Doug Funny Urkel looking ass.
What did I say about Doug Funny?
Fuck him. This shit is laughably bad. And you know what? This might go number one. You want to know why this is a good thing? This is a bad thing for Drake. Because if he goes, it's bad for him.
Yeah. Because
if he goes number one, that sucks for his fucking lawsuit. Because UMG had him all over on Spotify, on Apple Music, and Tidal. His face was everywhere, so they didn't sabotage him.
Nope.
Now, if it doesn't go number one, that means you're fucking washed.
Oh, no. I was going to add on to that, too. That's perfect, because I actually didn't even think of it from that standpoint. What I was thinking of was, it's going to be bad for him, because it's going to be number one this week, but we're going to watch the fall off
real quick.
If he goes number one, because Kendrick is selling right now.
Yeah, that's the thing I was saying. Like, if he does go number one, That's the operative word, though. If he goes number one.
And I never thought I could say that.
Then, like he said, there goes that case.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There goes the case.
He screwed himself either way.
Yeah.
Like, he really did.
If he doesn't.
This was not thought. Yeah.
This was rushed. What'd you say?
He said, if he doesn't.
If he doesn't.
I laugh with those guys.
My son, man, I'll be smiling.
Join me.
My heart will be just filled.
How much y'all think he's selling first week? Me and Lamar made a bet. You're going
157.
What about you?
Between 157 and 180.
I see it between 2 and 220.
See, I'm not going to doubt MAGA because, you know, even the other MAGA, they got voters. So they got people that buy albums too. So I'm saying about 220.
I say 157 to 180 because of All-Star Weekend.
And no one's playing that shit
out
here.
Like, All-Star Weekend. It's Valentine's Day, and
you can't play none of these records
granted,
in the club.
That's the thing. Sorry. You're good. Don't worry about it. Hey, man. Talk your shit, bro. I ain't mad at you. Come on, man. Granted, of course, this was to drop for Valentine's Day, but the reality is people's Valentine's Day playlists were already made. Ain't nobody trying to interrupt me. Like,
and nobody wanted to hear this shit.
Yeah.
Except
nobody want to hear that shit, Sharif.
Ain't nobody trying to hear that shit.
Except the MAGA people. They wanted to hear this shit.
Yeah.
They were trying to say, he's going to go number one. You're going to put a nigga. No. You guys.
So he's lost 4 days. And it's President's Day weekend.
And not just that.
So
you,
people got Monday off.
Give me a hug. This nigga is still using women. He's still using women.
Oh, no, seriously.
Shout out Melissa Ford.
What's the lyrics?
I read it.
He said, shout out to Melissa Ford. Too bad you're sitting next to a dick sucker.
Or something along those lines.
Joe Budden. I'm like, okay. And then on his plot twist burner account, this nigga's really playing with fire now. This nigga's posting Lucien Grange's daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
And wearing over you. And that's the only person it follows, too.
Oh, did you catch the line that he also said there?
What was the other one?
When he said, you Neo in the Matrix?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I guess he's a fan of the pod. Yeah. All these niggas, man.
By the time it got to, I'm gonna be honest, like I went through it, but by the time it got to crying in Chanel, because that's when everybody on the timeline went crazy for the snippet,
right?
And it sounded good in the snippet, albeit it was kind of like, all right, this is recycled. We've heard this before. Doesn't sound. When I say it sounded good, it sounded familiar. Mm-hmm. It sounded familiar, good in the sense of, all right. heard this. So I'm like, okay, where does this fall on the track list? Well, Charles falls on 4, but it's a 1 damn minute out of 357 or some shit like that. 317 or 357, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Right. The point is, it's 57 seconds. So it doesn't even last long. It's not a full song. And I'm like, oh, you want a Spider-Man, Superman. I'm like, so that's the fall off right there. It literally falls off from there. And there's 21 tracks.
And there's Brian Steele. There's Brian Steele and Give Me Hug. Those are the only... He has 3 Drake records back to back to back.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he didn't want to give. He didn't want to give. It, just like what happened with Her Loss, he had to get his shit off. And the thing was, when I was listening to it, I was like, "Okay, this is pretty good, but I'm gonna wait because you're predictable. You can't help yourself. You're gonna mention this beef. You're gonna mention it." Yeah. And as soon as I got to get, as soon as I got to Brian Steele, I was like, "Uh huh, yeah, yep. Keep going." Then I heard "Give Me a Hug," and I was like, "Yep, there you are. There you are, you bitch ass nigga."
Yeah. So you asked when he checked out, right?
You never listened.
I was, but let me say that, okay? I never checked in. Anyways,
you are so petty.
But I did listen to everything on Twitter.
Oh God!
Because I refuse to give this motherfucker a stream. Not even a Spotify stream. A YouTube stream. Not a motherfucking.
Strong. That was my first plan shit. Was to go find what we call. Alternate service.
Yeah.
Alternate
definitely.
Service in the definitely. In the legal field. I was trying to find alternate service methods. But scheduling just did not pan out that way. So right. I was like, I'm on a jog. I might as well. This is going to be fucking weekend.
I did see I did see a tweet that showed that not only did he, not only is he doing the same shit, like, just generally, but he literally is using the same fucking rhyme schemes.
Yeah. Rhyme schemes. Yep. I can rap like him if I want to.
Yeah. From Give Me a Hug, Oh You Went, I guess, is the other song that he copied that shit. Like, even the words, bro. I listened to the shit on the snippet, right? The words, obituary, missionary, airy.
Visionary.
All that shit, bro. Like, he was literally copying everything.
It's
like,
ChatGPT it's just, rap. Whoop,
flipped it around a little bit.
It's ChatGPT rap. Aubrey has one flow, and he's never progressed since then. There's that flow. There's the man's flow. There's the fucking the Latin flow.
By the way, can this motherfucker please stop speaking Spanish? You are not Mexican. You are not Puerto Rican. You are not none of that shit, bro.
You're from black. Canada.
You're not even American, motherfucker.
That too.
Yeah, according to Twitter, Busby's
God
more Mexican
damn,
than you.
I know. Like, seriously.
Come on, man.
Yeah, El Busby, motherfucker.
Yeah, you're not Busby.
I'm not. Stop. You'll never be me. Okay? Comprende?
There you go.
You're not Busby.
No, it's El Busby.
El Busby. That's what you call this episode. El Busby.
El Busby. Yeah.
You know what? That's what we're calling this motherfucker.
El Busby. Bitch ass niggas. And honestly, at the end, I'm telling you, at the last track, when I got to the last track of this shit, I was just listening and I was getting so annoyed because it was like a long ass like outro. I was like, what's the sound that plays when you're trying to go to sleep?
White noise.
And I'm just getting annoyed. As soon as it ended, I went to my playlist and all you heard was, psst, I see dead people. Da-da-da-da. I'm like, yeah. Party at the party playing with his nose now. Oh, yeah, them niggas were watching the performance too.
Oh, yeah, they were.
I forgot about that. His whole OVO crew were watching the shit fucking restaurant.
It was a bar.
It was a bar.
They made y'all think that they was going to be performing in Australia that same. Yeah, psych.
No. Psych. It was noon when the halftime happened. It was noon in Australia.
Psych.
So Drake was probably sleeping, and it was Chubbs, Nico, all them niggas.
Yeah, we found Chubbs.
He watched that. He had to sit there and watch that. That's nuts. And I had to break it down
God,
to my mom.
Get what you asked for.
I had to break down the first verse to my mom about who these people are. And I got to Baca, and I'm like, oh, yeah, Baca? Yeah, Google him.
1-1000, 2-1000.
Boom. Black Nora, you have to strangle me, a goat. and then I have to say, Party Next Door. You didn't know Party playing with his nose. She's like, yeah, that's the album. Yeah, Drake has a collab album dropping with him a few days after this. And my mom looked at me and was like, why? The world may never know.
The world may never know.
Yeah, but this shit's good. And it's funny because CN Tower is like number one on iTunes and shit like that and all this other shit. And I'm like, yeah, because people are, you made the correlation.
Yeah, nah, it's because everything on Apple was the Apple charts, whatever. Yeah. We just call it like that, right? It was all in order from the playlist of the actual album.
Okay.
They're just running through it.
Yeah.
Give me
They're
a
just
hug.
Running through it. That's
Give
it.
Me a Hug is going up there.
Oh, but yeah, it's rising now, but at first,
it's at number one the last night I saw, but
right.
And who gives a fuck? Is it going to slip off?
Yeah.
Because Luther and Not Like Us were number one and number two. Luther is the one.
Yeah.
When that shit, when all this shit falls off, because this is going to fall off. It's going to fall off. Luther will remain. Shout out to Luther Vandross.
Hey, my favorite vocalist. Rest in peace.
Yep.
People remember, we still have not gotten into Hey Now yet. Hey Now has not been pushed yet.
Peekaboo hasn't been pushed yet.
Peekaboo has not been pushed yet.
They got that. Those triggers have not been pushed, and March is approaching.
Yep.
The season, when the seasons change,
yeah, the songs
other
are
tracks yes. are gonna pop up just like this album.
Dodger Blue is coming out. I know Martin does like, but Dodger Blue is coming out because the Dodgers are coming back as World Series champions, and I'm sure that they're gonna do a fucking walkout to that. Something's being arranged with the Dodgers. I guarantee that.
And since we're on the point of LA, look, man, prayers up to LA again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're going through a lot of shit with the rain and all that. Like, just caused a lot of flooding
fire
and shit.
Rain.
Right. Yeah, like, it's back to back.
Right.
Prayers up to LA.
Definitely.
Go ahead.
But no, there's more tracks on the way that are going to be in rotation. And these songs don't.
Just like this album. That's exactly what happened to this album. The seasons change, people went to Beat It. Season change, they went to Billie Jean. Seasons change, they went to Thriller. Season change, people go to Hey Now. Season change, people go to Peekaboo. It's gonna be a long year, baby.
This album's probably gonna feed in past. He could probably get two more off after the next Grammys, if we're being honest. If he plays his cards right.
Dude, he still has features coming, most likely. He still got videos coming. He got a tour coming. He got a movie coming.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's going to
be all that shit.
Yeah. they just sold out on the European leg.
The European leg.
No, they dropped it in just
instantly,
sold out.
Bro. Yeah. 90%
man, that
instantly.
That means those tickets are cheap.
I doubt
Not
it.
Not in America.
I doubt it. Uh-uh. They might be cheaper, like, for our
dollars. That's what I
mean,
for
dollars.
Us.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. But I'm saying.
For them?
For them?
No.
Nah.
But for us, it's cheap. Because you go out, come out here, oh boy, $500, you'd be with Sting, people.
You're going to get what you asked for.
Yeah, you're going to get what you asked for. But Aubrey? No, the thing about Aubrey, he's going to drop something else. Because these are not going to stick.
Oh, wait,
because,
lack of better terms, this ain't it.
Yeah, no.
This ain't it.
Nope.
Oh, it's all,
not
no.
even close.
No, and the thing is, he's going to continue to be petty. He's going to continue to keep doing shit. Someone was telling me, why do y'all keep talking about this? Because that bitch-ass nigga keeps talking about it.
Yeah.
And Kendrick is going to respond accordingly by dropping more on his fucking head.
Yeah.
There's a rumored clips feature that's coming soon. Dude, it's not over yet.
And I can't wait for that.
Oh, my God.
Oof.
And I'm going to be there. And I'm going to talk about it every single fucking day.
Yeah,
so enjoy yourselves.
Right.
It's going to be a long year, people.
Headshot for the year.
You better
walk
around
like
Daft
Punk.
Remember? Top dog, who the fuck you think you playing with? Yeah, seriously, who the fuck y'all niggas think you playing with? You know who the fuck I am? There's a camera in my face now. I'm talking directly to you niggas now. Who the fuck you think you playing with? You would never say these shits to my face. Ever. Ever. You don't know me, niggas. Anyway, what's next? Shout out to Beyonce. Album of the year. Country of the year.
Yep. Again. That was a hell of a Grammy show.
It was. The niggas winning.
See, that's the one thing that I've noticed, man.
You
like,
can't say it.
First of all, I can say whatever I want. I choose what I want to say.
I'll say it.
However. Nah, but the Grammys, dog, they've been actually getting shit right.
It
feels like.
And also because of the new voting, the people
no, that's
who
what
joined
I'm saying.
The Academy.
Yeah, the voting Academy is getting younger and it's getting more diverse.
That's why I feel that.
And they're limiting who you can actually vote for. Like, you can only have so many votes. So, like, say a country artist can't be voting for everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could only vote for X amount of votes. I think it's like 10, if I'm not mistaken. 10 total votes.
Well, that makes sense. And honestly, that's how it should be because I think we even spoke about this, whether it was last year or years ago. It should always be whoever wins the best in the category should be up for best album of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Like they had it always. It was like, okay, best rap album, but best rap album doesn't get the opportunity to even compete for best album of the year. And I was like, that doesn't make sense.
Right.
I'm already saying right now, Kendrick's going to get a whole bunch of nominations. He's going to get album of the year. He's going to get song of the year. Record of the year. Best rap song.
Yeah.
Best
nominations,
rap record.
Nominations, best definitely.
Rap this melodic. Shit is coming back to haunt everybody.
Oh,
like,
if he drops the deluxe, if there's a deluxe coming, And those, and there's like five new tracks, and they're just as fire, which you know they will be.
I mean, you got to figure that body shit has to be one of them. Like, that automatically has to be
one.
He's
an asshole for that. Like,
I
seriously.
No, dude. He just, first, it was like the little clip.
First it was squabble up.
Then it was like a little addition to it.
First it was squabble up, and now you're going to make us wait for the bodies for bodies. Like, nigga.
That fucking flow is crazy, too, man. That shit hit.
And he's sitting on it. He's for real. Sitting on it because he knows he got some shit. And that was the thing, again, about this Drake
album.
That's
good dope. I mean, that's good dope. Like, if we're talking about the product on the streets, that's good dope.
That's real rap. That's real. That's real. This is real dope. This is real crack.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's the thing. How I know he had that's all the power.
Pure. Yes.
He had all the power because he could have easily stepped on that Drake record if he wanted to.
Oh, definitely.
He could have easily done it with one track.
And to be honest, I thought he was going to. I truly thought he was going to.
Everyone anticipated. That's when I knew he wasn't going to.
Now, honestly, like, after it didn't happen, I was like, okay, that's cool.
He'll do it when
get him on the next one.
He do it when he least expect it. Yes. That's how he does it.
Yeah.
So just enjoy.
Yeah, no, for real.
And then he disappears like a thief in the night.
Yep.
Anyway.
I like that strategy.
See, what else? Let's see who's going to go down here. Let's see what else we got to talk about.
Irv Gotti.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace Irv Gotti. Gotti. Yeah.
I don't think 50 will say that.
No, I mean, he didn't say that, man.
He did. His own way of saying it.
He did, but I mean, dog.
Let's get all the
good
things about Irv Gotti first. Okay. Murder Inc., you know.
DMX. Def Jam all together.
One of the most well-known
as
A&R.
Producer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, man.
Yeah,
amazing.
One of the amazing. He was the loudmouth of Murder Inc.
Yeah.
He's like Paul Heyman. He's like the Paul Heyman of Murder Inc.
Low-key, yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
He was that guy, man.
He was their Dame Dash.
Yeah.
He was definitely that.
And he kept it rocking.
He was their Dame Dash plus freaking, you know what I mean? Because he just did so much.
Yeah.
He was entertaining, too.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, he did so much. He did a lot.
He did.
And not even just with Murder, Inc. Like, we're talking about, like, hip-hop in general.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned, DMX. He produced for Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Like,
God, I Live.
Yeah.
Man.
That's the biggest one, in my opinion.
It was. Yeah, he was like, that guy. And he made
he was
Shanti,
really that guy.
Shanti, all that, man. He was one of the greatest A&R's music moguls of all time, man. Yep. Rest in peace.
Yep.
Now 50.
Man, I'm
just going to say this. People love getting on social media and they love perpetuating and talking about on site until they actually see on site and then they want to criticize it. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
I mean, 50, you know.
I get you, man.
I mean, when it comes to 50, you know who he is.
Yeah.
He's done told you who he is. You know the history with Murder, Inc.
Yeah.
And it's up for life. So when Irv Gotti, Irv Gotti passed away, I'm like, well, you know what's coming.
Yep.
Don't get mad now. If people are like, he needs to let it go. No, dude. 50 is beefing with Big Meech now. He's threatening to cancel BMF.
Yep.
Because of disloyalty. He's big on that.
And Big Meech, and the they had a song that was popping the whole summer. It was named after Big Meech in 2010. The BMF.
All because Big Meech took a picture with fucking Rick Ross.
Right.
Yeah.
And Lil Meech told 50, like, hey, man, Rick helped Meech to get get some money and all this other stuff. And 50 was like, what's that got to do with me, little nigga?
Yeah.
And then I was like, why did you tell him that? You could have just went to 50. 50 would have helped him.
Right.
Oof, man. I was like, that's your mistake. I hope BMF comes back.
Like, see, and that's the other thing, too. Like, I get all this shit, but, bro, back to the Irv Gotti shit. Like, when somebody passes, bro, I mean, at least have an ounce of respect.
He did.
Dog, shut the fuck up.
No, he did not. He said, rest up. With an angel emoji.
And then he continued to say that he's smoking on that Irv Gotti pack.
Rest up, though.
See what I'm saying? Come on, dog.
Like I said, I'm...
I don't
I get
agree.
It. I understand because I know who he is. I know
all,
who he is.
And we
I get
all,
it.
And we all know the history, but, too. That's the thing. We all know the history because this isn't about music. That's the thing.
No, yeah, no, I get you. I so, get you.
I'm in a line with the people.
I know where you're coming
same
from.
Same here.
Because we're all men of morals in here.
Yeah.
But that street shit and that happened.
Yeah.
They just happened to do music at the same time, too.
50 never changed.
And it was, you know.
50 still hasn't changed.
You know.
Successful because of it.
Yeah.
He don't give one ounce of fuck. He said
I get you.
I'm with you, though.
I'm with you.
No, I mean, I know you
are. I'm with you.
But when it comes to that man, 50 Cent.
It's just, again.
He's different.
He's different?
Like, he just different.
And like I said, I respect people who, when they say, whether, again,
if it's up for life, it's up for life.
When they make but it, when
it's
they
past life at that point,
even in the afterlife, it's up.
Hey, afterlife is still life.
Yeah, eternity.
Afterlife is still life.
That's still a type of life.
Yeah, my brother, afterlife is still these life.
Niggas, Irv sided with the niggas that tried to get him killed, dog. Yeah. Irv tried to blackball 50.
Yeah.
Irv tried to blackball him in the industry,
yeah.
And a white boy saved him.
Mm. Yeah.
So yeah, it's up for life, even in death.
Even in death.
And on that note, this is episode 315 of the Most Consistent Podcast in the Era. Y'all know who I am. I don't have to say my at. Just put the at right here. Honestly, literally, I'm dead ass serious. Put my at right here. Y'all know who the fuck I am. Follow the podcast at TheologicalSP on Twitter. You can always follow us on Instagram at Theological Sense. Follow us on Facebook and like and subscribe on YouTube, you bitch ass niggas.
Oh.
And everywhere else that you can stream. And of course on my bad.
Give me a hell yeah.
Go.
Yeah,
and on like, also
man, something's off.
Yeah, I was like, wait. And on all social media you can find me at JC No
Hunters.
So what's going on? Life is good, man. Life is beautiful.
Life is beautiful.
Life is good.
I listened to that song. I was high coming back in on Friday, and I said like silent. She said, "Life is good." I started playing that record.
Life is good. Life is beautiful. Just raising my son. It's great,
right?
He just gets bigger. He's a little more fussy these days, but you know he gets closer to two, so I can't complain.
Right.
You know what I mean, but other than that, you know, just taking care of overall health. Trying to maintain, get back into full shape while it's cold. So that way it's when it gets hot.
Right.
Ain't got to worry about that.
Right.
But again, on all social medias, you can find me, JC No Hundreds. Apparently, they find me either way, depending on what buzz we be putting up, so it don't even matter.
Shit gets spooky every time I tweet.
I'm not talking about my boys that come in my mentions. It's not y'all. It's everybody.
Oh, yeah, it's everybody.
It's the maggots.
Right.
It's the maggots.
Like, right. How the fuck y'all find me? They said, Busby showed me, that apparently Busby and I are lovers in a fucking tweet. And I was like, what the fuck? Where'd that come from?
No, they think this Twitter shit is real life until real life comes to their face.
I was like, I just had a date on Valentine's. What the fuck? Where'd this come from? Like,
no, for
like,
real.
I got a sun raise. Like,
you know nothing about that.
Waking up.
But yeah, no, I'll be chilling.
Right.
Something like we gonna be watching basketball. Lucas Laker.
Yeah, I hear you.
No more
I hear
football.
You,
but it's spring football. This is UFL. But no one watches that shit.
Ain't nobody watching that shit.
Ain't nobody watching that shit. Turn that shit off, Sharif.
Well, there's the draft coming.
Yeah.
In what, May?
Well, okay. What about the combine?
Who watches that, bro? Like, I real mean, shit. Hey.
We just watched. Yeah, really we just watched the DBs shit? And the receivers and the running backs, and then.
Yeah, that's why get, NFL get, Network becomes and then, unwatchable.
And then, yeah, and then and Sanders and Ward, and we're gonna figure out which of the two.
Yep. Oh, did you see Dion when Nikki Bella said, "Oh, I like that dark chocolate," and he got?
He's a hoe. You like that dark chocolate? I was laughing my ass off, man.
Oh yeah.
Jalen,
go on. You
can follow me at MagFly408. Go stream my new shit called The Remedy. It's on all the digital streaming platforms. And a quick shout out to my boy, Shrimpin' Ain't Easy.
Whoa.
Yep.
Bomb ass food. If you're in San Jose, go check them out.
Hey.
Hey. I don't say, Mr. Busby 408, you know the deal. We out.
Yes, sir.
Peace.